Hey everyone, welcome to the Balanced Dietitian Podcast. I am your host, Marie-Pierre, and for all my English friends out there, you can call me Marie. I am a registered dietitian with a background in psychology. My passion in life is to help individuals heal their relationship with food and their bodies. If you're tired of dieting and tired of restriction, you are at the right place. I'm hoping that this podcast will help and support you as you heal your own relationship with food and your body, and give you the tools, the resources, and the knowledge that you need to finally ditch the diets. Every week, you will be hearing from guest experts and myself on all things food, body, and mind. I am so happy that you're here, and I cannot wait to support you on your journey. Let's get started.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Balanced Dietitian Podcast. How are we feeling today? How are you doing? It's so funny, over the weekend I was talking with one of my neighbors and, you know, we see each other and we're like, hey, how are you? What you up to? And we're like, ah, you know, nothing, COVID, ha ha ha. And we come up with this, like, we are now COVID good. And I'm like, it's not like real life good where you're like, yeah, life is great. It's just like, you know what? It's okay for the circumstances of COVID right now, which is meh. And I feel like that's how I've been feeling. I'm like, you know what? I'm good, but like COVID good. Like I'm coasting. Like it's fine. It's a lot, but it's okay. So I think this is like a new term for me. It's like, yeah, I'm COVID good. But I hope that you're doing good too. I hope that you are also COVID good and coasting along and knowing that, oh, the vaccines are rolling out and hopefully we're going to find a sense of normalcy soon enough. Today, my friends, we have a very fun episode with yours truly. So today is a solo episode where we are going to talk about control and control around food. I'd like to talk a little bit with the, you know, idea of control that we have with diets and true control around food and how do we take that leap? Because I know from being in diet culture for a while, I know if you've been dieting for a while, thinking about letting go of restriction may feel like crazy to you right now. You may be like, wait, what? Like, if I don't have these restrictions in place, like, I can't trust myself, I will lose control. So I think this is a great piece to address, because before we can heal our relationship with food and our body, I feel like this is the one thing we need to know, really understanding that piece around control and really understanding how that body reconnection will happen through time and why we may feel like we don't have control around food. Before we actually get into this episode, though, I do want to let you know about a free workshop that we have coming up. So if you're listening to this the day that it comes out, so the week of May 10th, the workshop is in 2 weeks. So May 25th to 27th, it's a 3-day workshop on, drumroll, emotional eating. So we are going to dive deep on emotional eating. And I thought this was a great subject to bring back and to teach because, man, life is emotional right now, right? There's a lot happening and food can take the role of a coping mechanism. And oftentimes living in diet culture, that can create a lot of guilt and shame and we feel as though we shouldn't. Or we may have a lot of backup thoughts and emotions about it. So in this workshop, the goal is really to dive deeper into understanding emotional eating itself, but understanding too, like how food can play a trigger, right? How there's like food triggers and so really understanding like what is emotional eating, what it's not, and why as humans, like food is such a loaded emotional experience and how we can start unpacking that and understanding it and connecting it to that experience. But also understanding like food triggers and emotions and really understanding like emotional needs behind food and then how we can cope in other ways. So you will learn a ton of stuff in this 3-day. It's packed with information and implementation too. So if you are interested in learning more about emotional eating, I will invite you to join. You can go to www.thebalancedpractice.com. balanceddietitian.com/workshop, or the link will be in the show notes. All right, let's get to this episode. All right, so let's talk about control. So first, we will talk about control as diet culture, or as we've been taught, and what it looks like. And then we'll dive a little bit deeper on what is true control and how do we make that leap. So diet culture often tells us that, you know, we need to micromanage our food, we need to micromanage our body, we cannot trust our body, and we cannot trust ourselves around food. Right? Like if you have been dieting or you've been a chronic dieter or you've been restricting, you know what I mean, right? Like that fear of like, if I don't control, if I don't do all the things, like my body would like explode, right? My body will continue to grow until forever, or I just don't know what's going to happen and I can't trust it. So if you have been feeling this way, I hear you, I understand you, and I'm here to support you. Because the truth is that this is a concept that diet culture came up with, right? The fact that we cannot trust our body is not true. We all have the intuitive ability to nourish and take care of our bodies. And our bodies themselves have many, many mechanisms in place to control our weight, as it does with many other things in our body, right? Such as our pH balance, our electrolyte balance, our blood sugar balance, our temperature. There's so many ways that our body wants to find stability, and weight is the same thing. However, when we diet, we start like messing up with that system, right? We start thinking that we need to micromanage. We start thinking that we need to control. And without our control, everything will hit the fan, which is not true. And the idea that diet culture sells us, again, is that if we don't have all these control around food, these restrictions, these rules, that we will lose control. But in this scenario, the truth is that food is controlling you. The food rules and the restrictions are controlling you, and not vice versa. Right? When you live in a place where there's all these different rules and you don't have permission and all the foods are like, ah, oh my God, like it feels like a lot, you are not in control. It's perceived control, right? It's this idea that we have control because there's rules and we're disciplined and like it's black and white, which may feel like control, but ultimately the food and the food rules are controlling you, right? And this is, I know, a big shift. It's a big difference when we start looking at it that way of like, oh, okay, wait, you're right. I don't have control. True control, and what we want to get to, is when we have that unconditional permission to eat. When you know you're sitting in a room with all the foods around you that you get to choose, that you have permission to eat everything that you want, and you get to make a conscious choice of what you want in that moment for your body. Right? If you have been a chronic dieter, that idea can seem almost like too good to be true. Like, wait, no, I cannot do that. And to be honest, I remember those days. Like, I remember days where I'm like, for me, it was crackers. I love crackers, where I'm like, I am the type of person that I just can't have crackers in my house. This is not a thing. I cannot have them in the house, because if they are in the house, they are gone. Right? I don't have control around it. And never did I think that I would be able to have boxes and boxes of different types of crackers, because I love them so much, and I would get to choose, and that I would not go overboard with them because I would be so connected to my body. And this is possible for you too, right? Being intuitive and having that body connection is possible for you too. But we need to walk away from this paradigm that control is from adding food rules, right? The more food rules, the more restrictions we have, the less control we have. Okay, so repeat that to yourself over and over again, right? This is not true control. Like, this is controlling us, right? And we really don't need to control it. We just need to listen and be intuitive. So when we have this much external pressure, when we have this much rules and restrictions in place, what happens is often when you do quote unquote allow, right? It's like, oh, today is okay. Like my cheat meal or my cheat day or whatever. Like when we kind of allow ourselves, maybe not unconditionally, but with conditions, to have foods, we tend to go all out. And this is not a you failure. This is not a personal failure on your part. This is human nature, right? So something that has been restricted for a long time that now you allow yourself, but with conditions, like you can have it, but only in this time right now because blah, blah, blah. Chances are that there's two parts of it. There is biologically, our body will want to have that food, will push us to eat, will go into primal hunger of like, I need to have it now, right? Like, I need to have this food. But then we also have the psychological restrictions of things that will be like, well, you're allowing yourself now, might as well make the best out of it, because who knows when I'm going to have this food again? Like, who knows when I'll be able to have it, right? So often people will almost like swing from that all or nothing and then just have all the food. But this, if, you know, we live in diet culture, as we do, really just like emphasizes of like, see, I can't have control. I allowed myself this one time and it didn't work. I allowed myself and I went all out. There you go. Evidence. I can't have. I don't have control around food. I lose control. But this is where we need to really reframe, to be like, that one experience, one was probably not true permission. And there were still a lot of psychological restrictions behind it. And allowing yourself one time is not an indication of that unconditional permission to eat. Right? So just going back to what happened there was the response to restriction, right? And not you not being able to control yourself, right? Like this, such like negative terms, man, as if we need to be controlled. But those types of overeating period or binge eating are often the results of restriction and not the result of like willpower or discipline. And this is an important shift to make. Right. So when we look at true unconditional permission to eat, what we know is that when we are allowed to have all foods there, all foods available. And I mean, this is a process, guys. Like, for some people, we can do all or nothing of like, okay, cool, now everything fits. Like, let me go through the honeymoon period and like all is good. For some people, we take them step by step, right? And introducing new foods, allowing those foods to fit in. When we get to a place where we know that all foods are there forever and always, and you can have whatever you want, and you can trust your body, and you can trust yourself through this process, that is when we have true quote-unquote control, because we just get to decide. Like, I call it like conscious choice, right? Like, I know this is not limited. I don't have scarcity. I don't have food insecurity because I know it's there for me. And I also don't have backed up emotion of like, oh no, this is the worst. Right? So we work on those food labels to take away those food labels. There's no bad food. There's no good food. There are, yeah, for sure, more nutritious and less nutritious foods, but they don't impact your own value, or they don't have a moral value in itself. Right? So we're really working through those spheres that like, okay, we're taking away the food labels. I'm allowing myself to eat. Now I can really trust and connect to my body. And friends, like, this is a process, right? Like, in the balance program, which is a 6-month program, this is what we go through. Like, we go through this process of reconnection to self. Like, it's not a one day, hey, now I allow myself and life is good. It's a process of reconnection and trust to your body. But the big takeaway here is that you don't continue to have control, or you don't gain control by restricting. You don't gain more control by taking away foods, right? That's not a true thing. Like, that will just continue the cycle over and over again. And the issue with this cycle, on top of just being really unpleasant and really not great, is that every time we go through this cycle, we tend to feel worse and worse and worse about ourselves, right? As the cycle continues. So knowing that this is not a way to live. Like, I mean, you get to choose. If you want to live in that cycle, I mean, you definitely can, and know that there is another way, right? That we don't need to be stuck. Like, you too can start trusting your body, can start reconnecting to your body, can have unconditional permission to eat, which doesn't mean that you're gonna like, you know, go all out on all foods at all time. Like, that is a myth. When you have conditional permission to eat, you get to choose. And if you don't trust me, that's okay. But go listen to past participants or like just clients that have been on this podcast who talk about this process of like, when I first started to do this work, I did not believe it. Like, I can't even imagine a world where I don't feel restricted when there's no food rules. And now that I don't, like, it just feels completely different. So I can totally relate that first hearing this, you may be like, you're bananas. Like, what you're saying is bananas, but it's true. So we do need to take away those layers. We do need to take away that perceived control that we think we have over food and really work towards that actual intuition and unconditional permission to eat, right? Another aspect that I do want to say here, and what we see through research, is that chronic dieters, or if you have been restricting, your biochemistry changes. So, which means that when you eat different types of food, you release more dopamine than like a non-dieter. Which means that, let's say I'll use a donut because I literally ate a donut this morning. If you have a donut, you may have a higher response to the donut than I do, right? Which is not a bad thing. This is literally your body protecting you because your body's like, hey, you've been restricting. If all the food tastes a lot better to you, if you get a bigger response to this food, you're going to eat more. This is survival. This is good for me. If I can make sure you eat more, this is good for me, right? So this is also important to know, right? That like your physiology and your psychology may be working against you when we are stuck in the diet cycle. And it doesn't have to be this way, right? We can really work on that control piece together. Because I think the worst thing to feel is when we are like in this like food prison where all foods feel scary, where all foods feel like it's a lot, like we feel like we can't have permission because we can't trust ourselves. But just know that the trusting ourselves is a process, right? It's a trust process. Just like when you meet someone, like you typically maybe don't just connect with someone and trust them right away. Like there's a process and reconnection and building that trust again that we can go through. So, my friends, the conclusion of this podcast is that we need to recognize what is control and what is not, and recognizing that food restriction is not actually control, right? To have unconditional permission to eat, we need to break down food labels. We need to break down food rules. We need to walk away from the paradigm that some foods are good, some foods are bad, and food make us better or worse human beings, right? That food is just food, and we're working towards that unconditional permission to and that realignment to self. So you can trust that your body's got you, right? Your body is here for you. On that note, my friends, I hope this episode was helpful. Let me know, like, have you dealt with that control piece, right? Have you felt out of control around food? Have you felt like the only way to remain in control is to add more food rules? And if so, like, let me know how this podcast sinks in for you. You can always, always connect with me on Instagram at The Balanced Dietitian. I would be so happy to connect with you. This is why I do these podcasts, right? Is to bring you these like quick pieces of information around different topics that really impact our relationship to food and to our body. So please, please connect with me. I'd be happy to connect with you. And if you can, if you haven't already, I would love if you left me a review on the podcast. Like, this allows me to connect with more and more people and spread this anti-diet message. And next week, guys, it's my birthday. Next week is my birthday. And I would love if you could leave me a review. It would make my day the best day ever and help us again spread the anti-diet message. On that note, my friend, don't forget to sign up for the free emotional eating workshop if that's something that interests you. I will be so happy to connect with you there as well. And I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful day.